really lovely. Anyway, but what, one of the big things that I did in this time was I was part of the Freedom at 70 campaign. So this was a huge campaign. Nelson Mandela had been imprisoned at this time for 25 years. I don't actually remember what my role was, but I went to planning meetings in Glasgow, where we met with Jim Kerr from Simple Minds, and at the time we were putting together a sort of a year-long campaign. And at that time, Mandela wasn't really known as a figure, really, in the way that he later became. And there were photographs of him when he was younger. I remember one of them in boxing attire or from the Riviona trials. But people didn't actually have an image of what he looked like now. He'd been in prison for almost 25 years. And so we worked with his lawyer, who was, I think, called Naidu, somebody Naidu, who did a sort of artist's impression, you know, like one of those police sketches where they... And we had... And it was drawn together by artists over here, so we had a kind of artist's impression, because there were no pictures of Mandela as an older man. And I think in many ways he was against the cult of the personality. He wanted it specifically to be all political prisoners. But there was a decision made amongst the ANC and the international anti-apartheid movement that if they personalised it, and showed this one man's fight and this one man's resistance and this one man's fortitude, in a way it would personalise the campaign, which makes it easier for people rather than go free all political prisoners in South Africa, and here there are loads of them. And so in that way he became the kind of figurehead of the campaign, and we pinned it on the 25. So there was an idea that there would be a really big concert in Wembley Arena. This was in 1988, and then there would be, from that, there would be 25 marchers who would leave from the concert, go up to Glasgow on the overnight train, be seen off by a huge rally in Glasgow Green. And that, for me personally, because I'm from Glasgow, was one of, you know, I thought it was an absolute privilege to work with people and to be a member of the anti-apartheid movement, and indeed to be employed in an aspect with the anti-apartheid movement. But one of the highlights was for me being seen off by my entire family from Glasgow Green on this march. So, but I've not told you that I was a marcher yet. All right. So there was to be a series of activities leading up to the Free Nelson Mandela concert, and then there would be, the marchers would march from Glasgow to London, but via a circuitous route. So it wasn't by the most direct route, it was by a route that zigzagged across the country and took in, it was organised very closely with the local authorities against apartheid, so everybody was working together, working all their sort of networks to make sure that everything happened. And then from that the march would march from Glasgow to London by this circuitous route and would culminate in a massive rally in Hyde Park, where we hoped the marchers would be joined by tens of thousands to celebrate Mandela's birthday. And I was asked to be one of the marchers, and was officially sponsored by the Transport and General Workers Union, who were my union at the time. So 25 marchers were selected to try and represent the broad spectrum of people whose organisations were behind the anti-apartheid movement. So that would be people, there were people organised by the trade union movement, people organised by churches, by Christian Aid sent a marcher. There was somebody from the Church of Scotland. There would be young people represented by NOLS, which I can't remember what that stands for, but National Organisation of Labour Students. Somebody from the Woodcraft Folk, a young person's organisation. Somebody from the Unemployed Workers' Centre. So not political parties per se, but from different groupings of people, and there would be one for each year. So there was 25 of us. The